episode 423, Lead with the Heart.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you? And gents, too, for those of you who are listening, I am so humbled and thrilled and privileged that you are here today. Are you ready to lead with the heart? Today is your day to have a sunshine-filled day, to have a super sparkly day of nothing but joy and vibrancy. You are an amazing person. You were created on purpose for a purpose. And today you are going to lead with the heart. And you're like, wait a minute, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm not a leader. Oh, yes, you are, mama. You are a leader. And for those of you who are out in a career and at your job, you're a leader too. Everything that we do in life, we are leading someone. When you're a mom, when you're a parent, you are leading your child. But we don't talk about parenting as leadership. And today I want to challenge you today specifically to lead with the heart. You are destined for greatness. You are created for awesomeness. You are a leader where you stand. You don't have to have a title in order to be considered a leader. A lot of times, though, we associate a title, with air quotes, with leadership. And they're not. God created you on purpose for a purpose. Where you stand, you are a leader. You lead with the heart. Now, maybe you're quick to say, well, I'm not a leader. And even if I was a leader, how do I lead? You can lead. You lead with the heart, inside out. You know what is right and wrong. Lead with the heart. You understand what your family needs. You lead with the heart. You are qualified to perform your job well. Lead with the heart. When we look at parenting and what we do, we say, that's not leadership. Oh, yes, it is. You are leading your children through all of their stages of life. Think how many stages the child goes through. Oh, my goodness, if we could count. And not just the stages that we put on, but literally every single special moment. Think about your leadership in your marriage. You lead in your marriage. You lead in church. You lead in your community. If you have a job, okay, and you're working with people, you lead people. Even if you are this sweet Walmart worker that I met today, she just warmed my heart so much. You could tell she was a worker who probably was getting paid minimum wage here in the United States. Yet she came up to me because I went out errand shopping very early to get it all done because I had to get home and chat with you all. So she came up to me. We were just kind of crossing paths in the aisle. And she had this biggest smile on her face. And she said, good morning. How are you? And I said, well, I'm doing very well. How are you? She goes, thank you. I'm so fine. I mean, I think that was the first person, number one, who never said, I'm busy. I about fell off my cart because I was holding on to it because I was on a mission. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is amazing to me. Now, some of you may say, well, she has a title, right? Not necessarily. She's serving customers. I don't know what actually her job is. But you know what? It didn't matter because to her at that moment, she was a ray of sunshine. Do you know how many times I walk around in the world and I see nothing but frowns and scowls? Is that a way to lead with the heart? No, it's probably 100 to 1. Seriously. You go out and when you're driving, even when you're driving your child to their activities, look at the people who are driving around you. Are they smiling? It's amazing what you begin to notice when you open your eyes and start to lead with the heart. So this woman was so kind and so sweet, and she made my shopping experience fantastic. She had no idea, I know she didn't, that she influenced me this morning the way she did, the impact she had on my life, because you know what? The last place I want to go is Walmart, but I go there to go shopping. I go to lots of places to go shopping, and that was one stop today here, but she made it special. She made it unique enough that, yeah, you know what? I could probably pick her out again. And I look forward to seeing her again when I go back. hopefully not in the next day or so, maybe in another couple weeks. But it's just amazing that when we go, she was leading with the heart. She wasn't the manager of the store. She wasn't the manager of a department thinking that she was all of that. She didn't need a title. She knew who she was, and she led with the heart. Today, you can do the same thing. You're not just a mom. You're not just a woman with a career title. You're not just a dad. You're not just a doctor or an attorney. You are created magnificently with an amazing heart that you were called to lead from. Yeah, you were called to lead with the heart. Today, I want you to go out and do that and fill your life with love and joy, with gratitude and hope. That will bring about of peace and calmness to those around you. And I guarantee you, you will see so many more smiles than you will frowns. And isn't that really what life's about? Life is about enduring the moments and loving where you're at, being present, being absolutely incredible, and being you. Lead with your heart today. Go make someone smile. Know that it doesn't have to take a title to make you a leader. You were a leader when you were brought into this world. So go out and lead with the heart. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.